Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And this past Sunday, we looked at with our now playing week three, the movie Wicked for Good. And Wicked has been one of the more popular franchises over the last couple of years. And really, it centers around this this unlikely friendship between Elphaba and Glinda, the good witch, Glinda, right? Glinda the Good, and Elphaba, who has been labeled the Wicked Witch. And you just kind of see this whole interaction between them. And I think one of the things that, to me, in this film that really kind of resonated with, I think, so much of what the gospel teaches, of kind of themes throughout scripture, is this idea of what changes people. How do people change? And one of the, you know, more famous songs from Wicked for Good is, right, "Because I knew you, I've been changed for good." And really it kind of beginning to flesh out with so many characters, their relationship with Elphaba, and how she really isn't what everyone is labeling her as. And as they get to know her, they see, in essence, a little bit of who she is and what she is like. And it just made me think, as I'm watching this film and thinking about this incredible reality, is what is it that changes what is it that changes people, whether they're wicked or perceived as good? And it was just this reminder, it's the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus is what turns wicked people good. The love of Jesus is what turns wicked people good. And the way I wanted to kind of unpack that was really looking at Romans chapter 3 and a few other scriptures as well to kind of highlight this reality. And I talked about how that there is this wickedness in me, right? That the wicked in me. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." And it just pulls out this reality that as good as we try to be, we still fall short. That I think for most of us, right, whether you are a follower of Jesus or not, try to be good. Try to do good things. Try to be a quote unquote good person. And Romans 7 even highlights this reality that even though we want to do good, we don't. And even when we don't want to do the wrong things, we still do them. And there's this internal struggle going on that no matter how hard we try to be good, quote unquote good, we still fall short. And of our own standards, of our friend's standards, of our spouse's standards. And what Romans highlights is God's standard. That really the reason why is there is a wickedness inside of us, a sinful nature, that the reason we fall short is because the Bible tells us that we are sinners and that we cannot really do good because we aren't good, which is why Jesus is such a beautiful picture for us of not just goodness, that really God defines and determines what is good, but really where we see the goodness of Jesus is in his love. It's the love of Jesus that nobody can really love like Jesus. And I love how Jesus talking about this in John 15, you know, after talking about abiding in the vine, he says, right, that no greater love is there than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. I love how the Good News Translation says it, that the greatest love you can have for your friends is to give your life for them. And this is where, you know, really the film begins to make this turn because you start to see that, you know, the line that is so reeking with the gospel is someone has to be wicked so that someone else can be good, right? That I've got to be wicked so you can be good. And just this reality that Elphaba is willing to be the sacrifice. She's willing to be the one who lays down her life for her friend, that she wants to do that. And that's really where it kind of leans in on the gospel in such a significant way, is because not just that there's this love in Jesus, but Jesus sacrificed himself for us, that Jesus's goodness replaces our wickedness. Romans 3:24-25 says that we're justified by his grace as a gift. This beautiful reality is that Jesus offered up himself as a gift. Romans 5:6, "For when we were still helpless, Christ died for the wicked at the right time that God chose." That I think one of the most beautiful things in the film is the sacrificial love that Elphaba has for Glinda. And we marvel at that. We applaud that. We We elevate that, exalt that. And the reason why is because it is a shadow and a picture of the greatest sacrifice anyone ever made in Jesus, that he laid down his life for you, for me, that he was in essence scapegoated. He was labeled wicked and so we could be good. I love this line from my message last week was, the one who was truly good was called wicked, so the truly wicked could be called good. That the one who was truly good, loving, perfect, holy, righteous, without sin, was called wicked, so that the truly wicked, you, me, all of humanity, could be called good through a relationship with Jesus. And it's that relationship with him that changes us. It's knowing Jesus that changes who we are, because it changes us from the inside out, that we become more loving and sacrificial and caring. And we want to follow after him. And so just as we finish up here today, I would love to just take a moment and as a way to pray is just to take a moment and just praise God for how he has changed you. How has your relationship with Jesus impacted your life? What difference has it made in your life? How are you different because of your walk with Christ? Another way to maybe think about it is, if you did not know Jesus, what might your life look like right now? And it's because of Jesus, how does your life look like right now? Because it's really knowing him, knowing and experiencing the love of Jesus. That's what changes. That's what turns wicked people like me, like you, into good people. Not good from a moral standpoint, but good in the reality that we have Christ living in and through us, that our sins have been forgiven, that we have been covered by his blood, and that when God looks at you and me, he doesn't see us and our sin and our wickedness. He sees his perfect son, Jesus, in our place. And it's because of that, that he can look at you and me and say, well done, good and faithful servant. Let's pray. God, thanks so much for how you love and care for us. Thank you for Jesus, not just to be our example, but God, to be our sacrifice, to be the one who laid down his life for us, took our wickedness, took our punishment, took our sin so that we could be set free. That, Lord, we see nobody can love like Jesus loves. There's nobody who has loved greater than how Jesus has loved us. And thank you for that, Lord. And may that love continue to change us. God, we're so grateful for that. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' perfect name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray and thank God for the way Jesus has changed your life?